The Masechta Mishnayos Masechta Nedarim. The first Mishnah starts off, Kol Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim. We know a neder is you have to speak out a lashon saying clearly that you want something to become forbidden to you. Like you said, this piece of bread should be also to me to eat. But to shalom, well, you have to say korban, you have to be matvesit in something that's also because of a neder. Well, it's enough just to say, this piece of bread should be also to me. But a neder is you have to speak it out. The Mishnah says now, kol kinuya. Kinu means like a nickname. You do not say the actual lashon of a neder, but you use like a nickname. We'll see later on something else, and that also means a neder, so the neder is chal. So kol kinuya, any nickname, nedarim, or slang lashon, is kinedarim, is like a neder. Vecharomim, a charme is also something like hegdish, that you say that the nechosim, the property you have, should be also to you, like hegdish. That's also a type of a neder. So the same thing, kinuye of charomim is kecharomim. It has a loch, it's chal, it's also to you, just as if you would have said, this property should be cherim to me. Shavuos kishvuos. When you make a shavua, and you say, I'm making a shavua that I cannot eat today, so if you don't say the loshen shavua, you use a kinuy or slang loshen for shavua, also the shavua is chal. Or nazirus kinaziris, if you want to become a nazir, and also you did not say the word nazir, aray nazir olay, but you use a slang lashon, we'll see later what these lashonis are. The lachar is, it is chal. The Gemara adds on that really a Mishnah means to say the same thing, yodayim, the chen yodas nadarm is also called a neder. Meaning to say a yad is a little bit different, like a handle, that you start off saying the beginning of a lashon of a neder, and you don't end it off. But we ourselves understand from that lashon that you said, that you started, you meant to end off the lashon of a neder. That's also the neder is chal. Now the Mishnah explains the case of yodos. That ha'ayim alachaveira, somebody says to his friend, mudrani mimcho, I am also from you. Mudrani mimcho. That means, I am also from your property, from your food, or else mufrashni mimcho. I should be separated from you. Or else muruchakni mimcho. I should be far away from you. She'eni oichaloch, that I will not eat from you, or osama garishani oichlecho, means the food that you want to give me should be these lashonis I say, mufreshani muruchani mudrani, that sheni toimloch, I do not want to eat from you. So lachar is also, in all these cases, the neder is chal, and as if you said that your friend's food should be also to you, the teres and neder. So the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is called the yad, it's like a handle. And as you started to explain yourself that you want to become osur, but you do not end off and say the food should be a korban. You do not end off and say it should be like a korban, it should be also to you, but since we understand what you mean, that's called the yad, that the neder is chal. The real neder would have been, you would have said, mudrani mimcho, mashani oich lecho, yihei keneder. That I want to separate from you, meaning to say, with the food I'm going to eat from you, should be also to me like a korban. That would be a good lashon of a neder. But here you do not end off and say a korban, you just said, mudrani mimoch, mashani oich lecho. So that's the chiddush, it is called the yad, that the neder is chal. What's going to be if somebody says, menuda niloch, I should be like a menuda, like I should be in a ben from you? So, Rabbi Akiva hoye choychech vasele hachmer. Rabbi Yehuda used to say, choychech, like, think out, to say that it has to be machmer, he has to say it's chal, that neder is chal. In other words, the question is, what does the word menuda mean? Maybe it means you mean to say that I should be separated from you. In other words, that your food should be also to me like a neder. That's a yad for neder. Or else maybe no, maybe menud is not a lashon of I'm separated, but rather you hate benidui, means I should be like benidui, I should be in a ben, I should be like excommunicated from you. But not that I mean to say that your food is also to me. I do not mean a lashon of a neder, but rather a lashon of a nidui. So that's why he was mach melechumra, maybe he meant a lashon of neder. Now the Mishnah says, Kenidre Rishoyim. If somebody says he wants to make a neder like a Rosha, so Noda Benozir, it has a loch, it could become a Nozir, Uva Korban, or he makes something also to him like a Korban, Uva Shvua, or else to make something also to him with the Pteras of a Shvua. And the Gemara explains like this, that the person speaks out and says, Kenidre Rishoyim, and then the case is there was a Nozir walking in front of him, the Yomer, and he says, Hareni Kenidre Rishoyim, I should be like a neder of a Rosha. So we say that's a Lashon of a Kabbalah's Nazirus. And the Mishnah says, Kenidre Rishoyim Nodar Benazir, meaning if a Nazir is walking in front of him, and he says this Lashon, that's an expression of saying he wants to become a Nazir. And the same thing with a Korban means, if there's a Korban in front of you, and you say, Over Nidre Kenidre Rishoyim Olai, so then we say, you mean to say that the food in front of you should be yosset to you like a korban. And the same thing of a shvua. That if there's a piece of bread in front of you, and the person says, Kenidre Rishoyim Shelo Yoicham Imenu, so to say it's chalonis a shvua. What he meant to say is, b'shvua, he cannot eat this bread. Let's say though, the person says though, Kenidre Kisherim, I want to make a neder like a tzadet, like a kosher makes. Then lo yom aklum, even though a nozer is passing by, because a regular kosher, regular person, does not make a neder to become a nozer. They do not make nedarim to make things osur on them. So if only if he said kenidre rishoyim is a neder chal, but if he says kenidre ksherim, then lo yom aklum. What's going to be if he adds and says kenidre ksherim, but he ends off and says kenidvoisam? Like they give a matana, they give a nedava. So sometimes a kosher does become a nozer when he does it l'shem shemayim. So then we say, Noda benozer, if a nozer is passing by, so we say he means to become a nozer l'shem shemayim, uva korban. Or sometimes, if there's a meat or b'hem in front of him, and he says, kenidre kesherim, kenidvoisam, a korban, so we say then the korban, the yisr is chal, because sometimes the kosher also gives a korban toras in the dova. So that's like the shem shemayim, and then it's chal. But a shavua is never chal because the kosher never makes a shavua. Mishnah Beis. Ha'imel ha'chaveir. Somebody says to his friend, koinem, koinam, koinach, koinos. Like now the Mishnah goes to explain the beginning of the first Mishnah that says, kol kinin nadarim kinadarim. A slang, a nickname for loshin is also good. In other words, a real Issen Neder would be Koinem, mean to say that the food should be Koinem, that your food should be also to me. But, so one word is Koinam, that's a Lashon of an Isser, like, or else he says the Lashon Koinoch, like this bread should be Koinoch Olai, or else he says the word Koinos, so the Ocher is Hare Elu Kinuyim LeKorban. These are all like a slang Lashon, a nickname for the word Korban, and it's as if he said, that the bread should be also to him like a korban, which then that's an ikar neder. So even though we did not use the word korban, it just said the bread should be also to me like a koinam, koinach, a koinos, that's called a kinui. So that's the Mishnah, kinu nadarim is kinadarim. In the Gemara, it's a machlokes, Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, what's really the pshat, that Rabbi Yochanan says these are different languages of different nations. It's like a slang lashon. And Rosh Lakish says, no, there's a new language that the Chumah made up to be used for Nedarim. Then the Mishnah explains, so what then somebody says, Cherek, Cherech, Cheref, Hare'elu Kinuyim L'Cherim. It's as if somebody says that the bread should be Cherim to me. And Cherim is again a Lashon of an Isser. Hegdish, that's Lashon Isser. So when you use these nicknames, these slang languages, it's also Chal the Neder. Or else somebody says, Noziach, Noziach, Poziach, Hare'elu Kinuyim L'Nizirus. Somebody says, Hare'elai, to be a nozik, rose to be a noziach, rose to be a poziach, is as if he said a rely to become a nozir and then the zirus is chal. What's going to be if he says, shivusa, shakuka, nodar b'moisa, is a re'elu kenuyim l'shua. These are all the shyness of a shua, and if he says, like, I'm shakuka, shen yechel, I like make a shakuka that I would not eat today, if he swore he would not eat today, and the shua is chal. So Lashon of Leswa Noda B'moisa, like he says, and he says, Moisa, Shlo Eichel Kikar Zu, that's Lashon of a Shavua, as if he would not, he swear he would not eat this bread. So Shakuka is a Kinu for Shavua, and the Musa also is also a Kinui for the word or Shavua. So that's the Chiddush, that these are really appears in the first part of the first Mishnah, these are called Kinuyim, is Kineder or Keshavua itself. Yemishneh Gimel. Ha'imer, somebody says, Loi chulim, means your food should not be chulim. Loi oichaloch, that I will not be able to eat it. So the Mishnah is telling us this is a lashon of a neder. Loy chulin means that your food should not be chulin, means it should not be mutter to me, but rather it should be also to me. So this is the lashon of a neder. The same thing the person says, loy kosher, your food should not be kosher to me, loy echoloch, meaning to say your food should be also to me, like with a neder, like a korban. Or else the person says, v'loy dechei, which is lashon aramic, to say also it's not kosher. That's also lashon that your food is not fit for me, means it should be also to me, like a korban. Somebody says tor, or else he says v'tomei, means also tor means, together like, that your maicho, your food should be tor, or else it should be tomei. So these things are also mashma lashon v'korban, what you mean to say, it should be something like tor l'mizbeach, or else it should be tomei to be like a korban. And therefore there's also a lashon of nisa neder. Let's say somebody says noiser, or else upigul, that your food should be like noiser to me, or your food should be pigul to me. Or else somebody says kimra, that your food should be like a sheep, and usually sheep is a keves, which is a korban atomid. So you mean to say that your food should be yosa to me, should be like a korban. Or else the person says kadirim, which means like a corral of animals, which means a corral of kabonis. Or else ka'itzim, your food should be like wood, meaning the atzim arocha, the food that's on, the wood that's on the marocha, on the mizbeach, which is hegdish, which is also. Or else ki'ishim should be like fire, which means like the fire on the mizbeach b'kabonis. Or else ka mizbeach, your food should be to me like the mizbeach, mashma like the kabonis that's on top of the mizbeach. Or else ka'hechol, mashma also like the kabonis that the nizrik adam is in the hechol. Or else ki Yerushalayim also mashma should be like the food, should be like kabonis that are nechol in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, noda b'yechod mikol misham she'a mizbeach. Or else somebody makes a loshen that your food should be also to me like one of the shamoshim, one of the kelim that's used by the mizbeach. So afa pish lehiska korban, all these cases, even though it did not say clearly that I want your food to be also to me like a korban, still hareza noda b'korban. There's a loch as if he was matmasif b'korban. Because all these lishoinus are mashma, he means to say that the food should be like a korban. Rav Yudha says, ha'ime Yerushalayim lo yom aklum. If you just say that your food should be like Yerushalayim, then it does not become awesome. But rather you have to say, ku Yerushalayim with the chof. When you say with the chof of the dinyan, ku Yerushalayim, then we say the food is also like the kabanis that are written in Yerushalayim. But just to say Yerushalayim does not mashma anisa of neder. And that's a machlokes to show him whether Rav Yehuda is coming to argue on the Tanakama, or he's just coming to explain, maybe there's the Pshat on Tanakama also, that you have to have the Chof HaDinyan, and Yerushalayim itself is no good. Mishnah Dalet. Ho'aymer, somebody says to his friend, Korban, or else he says the word oilo, or else mincha, or else chattis, or else toid, or else shlomim, sheini oicholoch, or else some is gurus, shani oicholoch, meaning to say the food that I'm supposed to eat from you should be to me like a korban, or else like an oilo, or like a mincha, or chattis, toid, or shlomim. So the Mishnah says also, all these are good lishonos of making a neder, that the food of your friend is also to you, as if you said his food should be also to you, like a korban, like an oila. Reb Yudha Mate. Yudha says, no, it's mutter. Like we had in the Mishnah before, if you do not say korban with the chof ha-dimyin, you just say the word korban, it does not become awesome, it's mutter, unless you say b'chof korban. Ha-korban, korban, korban shoycholoch is awesome. Like if somebody used one of these lashonis and says ha-korban means your food should be like a korban to me, or else kik korban, or else korban shoycholoch. So also, there's a lashon that the food, your food should be also to me like a korban. What's going to be lik korban, loy oichal, loy oicholoch, Rabbi Meir oiser, Rabbi Meir hold, here it's also. You say the word la korban, le korban loy oicholoch. So Meir says it's also, because it means to say, loy lechol mishachavayroim. There's a lashon of a neder, as if he said, the korban yehei machol cholai, as if he said that his food should be to me like a korban. Therefore, it's also. Somebody says to his friend, koinem pi hamadabrimoch, that means my mouth should be also to talk with you. It says, make an issa neder upon his mouth, or else yodi oisimoch, I make an issa neder upon my hands cannot do any work for you, or else ragli malechasimoch, I make an issa neder upon my feet, that my feet cannot go with you. Halacher is also the neder is chal, as chal on the chevtz, as chal on your mouth, on your hands, or on the feet. Yeah, Perek Shein, Mishnah, V'yelu Matorim, and these are the types of Nadorim that are muti, do not have to go to a Chochem to be mata them. If somebody says, Chulin Shoichaloch, somebody says to a friend, Chulin, it should be the food that I need from you. So that's not a Loshen of a Kabbalah Sis, that's not a Loshen of a Neder, it remains muta. That's if somebody says, like, your food should be Kibsach Hazir, should be like to me, like Chazir, should be awesome. Rels kavoy dezora, should be like an avoy dezora, your food should be to me. Rels kuris levuvim, that's the skin around the heart that they take out from the behemoth of an avoy dezora. Rels you say, kenevelis, your food should be to me like an avela or as ketrefis, a behemoth that has no shchita done to it. Rels kishkotzim, these things that Torah says is also to eat. Rels kremoshim, also insects that you're not allowed to eat. Rels kechalas aron, you say it should be to you like a chala, that's the truma, or this chala that you give to a kain. Rosu trumos, you say it should be like truma. So muta, all these cases remains muta, because you were not mafisin in the dover hanoder. All these things are awesome in atero, but they're not also because of a neder. You only can make a neder if you say food should be also to you, like a korban, or like something that's also because of a neder. But they say that the food should be to you like a chazir, or like Ramoshim, like Shkotzin, since these things are Stamosim and Rirais and not through a Neder, then now your Neder is not called the good Loshen Neder. Again, a Loshen Neder has to be that I'm Matvis, I'm saying that my food should be also to me like something else that's also through a Neder. If you say it should be also to you like something that's Stamosim and Atera, not through a Neder, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah Mutter, the Neder is not Chal. Hoimele Ishtoi, somebody says to his wife, Hareat olai kima, you should be also to me like my mother. You need to say you want your wife to be also like your mother. And again, your mother is awesome in Atayra. She's not awesome because of a neder. So this type of a neder is not chal. So really the neder is not chal at all. Because here the Rabbanah made a takona that poischim loy pesach v'mokamacher. The husband has to go to a chokram to be matter this neder. But we try and find a pesach, a different type of opening to be matter this neder. And what's the reason why, even though really midiraisa the neder is not chal at all? And the reason is, a person should not be easy, should not be light-headed, like to start to make his wife osat him. We're afraid maybe you'll make a good lashon neder. So if the Rabbanah made a kenas, that you have to go to a chacham to be mater this type of a neder. Then the Mishnah says, if somebody says, koinom she'eini yoshen, I made like a neder, that the sleep should be osar on me. And it does not say a chepus, it doesn't say an object, it just says sleep like an action, and therefore really the neder is not chal, because the dorm have to be chal upon a cheftza on an object. Let's say he says she'eini medaber, he makes a neder that he cannot talk. Again, he's asering the deep of the talking, which is not a davar sheish by mamish. Or else she'eini mahalach, he asks upon himself that he's not allowed to walk. Or else, ho'im el ishtoi, somebody says to his wife, koinemich, you should be yosa to me, Sheini Misham Sheikh, that I should be also to have Tashma Shamita to live with his wife. So in all these cases, he did not ask for any object. It's only the action that he asked that he wants to make the neder on, and that's not Chal Midiraisa. Therefore, the Mishnah says, HaRezeb Lo Yachol Devorim, meaning to say, the Gemara says, Midirabonin. Midirabonin, he's supposed to listen to what he said, that the neder was only Chal Midirabonin. Because since he did not say an object, therefore it's only Yosem Midirabonin. But that's only Hichus Nedorim. The Dorim has to be Chal on a Chepus, on an object. But a Shavu is the opposite way. Let's say somebody says, Shavu, I swear, Sheini Yoshin, I will not sleep today. Or else, Sheini Medaber, I will not talk today. Or else, Sheini Mahalach, I will not walk today. Oser, here it's Chal Nidiraisa. Because this is the Chilah that a Shavu is, the Pshat is, it's called an Issa Gavram. The main Issa is upon you, and you're a Dover Sheish Pramamash, you're answering yourself, that you cannot sleep. That's a shrua. But the neder starts off the other way. The neder is called an isra cheftza. I mean, you have to have an object that the neder isra is chal upon an object. And because the object is also to you, therefore you're not going to do it. say by walking, by talking, these are not objects, they're only actions, the neder is not chal midiraisa. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. If somebody says korban le'eicholoch, he says that a korban should be, but I'm not going to eat from you. So the Mishnah says there's not a nisa neder, because it's mashma that he's asked, mashma shoyis, he's asked himself like a korban. As if to say, what he does not eat from his chava should be like a korban. But what he does eat, he doesn't make a nisa. So therefore the nisa is not chal. It means korban le'eicholoch, means what I will not eat from you should be like a korban. But we do not know what you will eat, what it would be. Same thing if somebody says korban shoycholoch. The Gemara says, talking about if somebody says, like a lashon means, har korban shoycholoch. It's like a lashon of a shvua. He's swearing as if to say, like he will eat something in the life of the korban. But it does not mean to say an iser of an eder. Therefore, korban shoycholoch is not mashma lashon iser. Then if a person says, loy korban loy oycholoch, means what I would not eat from you should not be a korban, which even though the chalal lav at the shemay hein should be mashma that what I will eat from you should be yosef to make a korban, still the Mishnah says mutam, because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir Shittam that Rabbi Meir does not hold of mechalal lav at the shemay hein. We do not know clear in this lashon that you're saying an issa neder, therefore you mutter to eat from your friend. Now what's going to be if a person says lashon of shavua loy oicholoch? I swear I will not eat by you. That's a real lashon of a shvua, and then the shvua is chal. It's also for you to eat by your friend. What's going to be if you say lashon of a shvua shaycholoch? Even though it's mashma, I swear I will eat by you. But the Gemara says it's talking about a case where your friend was inviting you over to his house, and you keep on telling him, no, 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 I'm not going. And at the end, you finally swear. So you say what you mean to say is you're swearing that you will not eat by him. What's going to be if a person says loy shvua loy aycholoch? Meaning to say, I do not swear what I would not eat by you, which is mashma though that what I will eat by you should be yosa to me with a shvua. So Mishnah says also these things are awesome, even though this is bechlal lavat hashemayhein. But mashma Ramei agrees by nisa shvua, he agrees samochamadikaloshin that when you say such a loshin that it should not be a shvua what I would not eat by you. We understand what you meant to say is that what you're supposed to eat by him should be yosa to you with a shvua, as if you're swearing you will not eat by him. The Mishnah says, These are past halachas, is something that's more chomer about the halachas of Hilchos Shua than over the Hilchos Nedarim. Now, V'choyme b'Nedarim b'Shuas, also certain times Hilchos Nedarim is more chomer than Hilchos Shuas. Case of how is that? Omar, let's say somebody says, Koinem Sukkah Sheini Oysa. Somebody makes Nisa Neder upon the Sukkah that he cannot make the Sukkah. That the Sukkah, like it's also to me, like a carbon. Well, somebody says lulav shani noito. This lulav should be also to me like a korban. In other words, it becomes also I can't use this lulav. Or else tefillin shani maniach. Somebody says this tefillin should be also to me like a korban. It's also fit to me to use it. So by nedarim also in such cases the isa neder is chal. We once explained because nedarim is chal upon the chepta. So once the chepta the tefillin becomes also to you, you're not allowed to wear these tefillin. But b'shvuas muta. If you say a lashon of a shvua, you swear you will not go into the sukkah, or you swear you will not use this lulav, or you swear you will not use this tefillin, the lachar is mutter, the shvua is not chal. And the klal is, shein nishvoyim lavra ala mitzvahs, that since you're mushva v'yom, and since you have a tiva to do the mitzvah, you can't make a shvua against that shvua, because the shvua is chal upon the person himself, and the person himself has to see with listen to Hashem, listen to the mitzvahs. Therefore, the shvua is not chal to mevatol a mitzvah. Mishnah Gimel, Yesh Neder B'Soich Neder, meaning you can make a neder once, and you can make it a second time, and both are chal. But V'Yein Shvua B'Toich Shvua, once you made a shvua to do something, then you make a shvua to do it again, the second shvua is nothing. Ketzer, what's the case? Omer, somebody says, Hareini Nozir Yemeichel, if I eat bread today, or I eat something today, I should become a Nozir. Then he said a second time, Hareini nozir imoichel, if I eat something today, I'll become a nozir. V'yochel, and he eats something, chayim v'cholachas v'yachas, every time he said it, he becomes another nozir. Meaning he has to count 30 days, then for the second dibra, another 30 days, everyone has to be another nazirus. What's going to be if somebody says, shavua shloi oichel, I swear I will not eat today. Shavua shloi oichel, the second time he said he swears he will not eat today. V'yochel, and he eats today,
Ein chayev alachet is only chayev one is a shrua, because it's the klal of ein shrua chalal shrua. Once you made a shrua once, the second one is not chal upon you.
Mishneh Dalet. Stam nedorim lahachmir. Stam, if you make a neder stam, and we can explain it two ways, so we have to go lahachmir, be strict to say the neder is chal. Upirush lahokal. We want to go to explain the neder, then we go lekulu, we let you explain what the neder, what you meant when you made the neder. The Mishnah will explain. Kate said, how is this? Let's say almost somebody says, Hurrah yelai kebosser maliach. I want this meat, this food to be yosser, to be on me, like salty meat, kebosser maliach. Or else he says, ki yai nesach, it should be to me like yai nesach. So it depends. Im shel shemayim noder osser, if you meant to say, it should be yosser, like bosser maliach, shel shemayim means of a korbin. Like the pasuk says, I call korban chotak of melech. Then the neder is chal. Also, it means the yain nesach shall shemayin. That's yain shnesnach agav yamizbeach, which has kedushah. It's called the being noder bedover another, and therefore the neder is chal. But let's say im shall avoid the zora. No, let's see, you're meant to say a bosir. That's like avoid the zora, or else yain nesach like avoid the zora. Then the locher is mutter. It's not called a dover another, and therefore it's also the im stam. Let's say he said this Lashon Stam without explaining it.
The locker is
now we do not know what he meant to say, which way he meant to say it. Therefore, we have to act as if it's also the Chumrah. What's going to be if somebody says a ray like a cherim? Something the food should be like a cherim. So it depends. If he explains himself or says, then the cherim shall shemayim. What he means to make us like a bedek habayis, then also it has nisa nether on it. Vim kecherim shall kahanim. If you meant to say it should be cherim. That's the other type of chem that Yisram give to the Kohanim. Just like Nichse Kohanim, it has no Kedusha on it, then Mutter. So that's the Pshat. If he's Mefarish, we believe what he says. But for him, Stam, if he says Stam, we don't know what he meant. And the Locher is also. We go to Chumrah to say that the Neder is Chal. Let's say somebody says, Hare like Kemaisa. This food should be to me like Maisa. Depends. In Kemaisa Behemah, not if he meant it's like Maisa Behemah, which has nisik dush like a korban on it, then tak it's also, then the food is also, it's called you made a net, debedover another. But an im shall gurin, if you meant to say just like my serishin that doesn't have any kedusha on it, so then muta. Then alokar is the food is muta. Vim stam, you did not say, you did not explain. So alokar, we have to be noig as if it's us, we have to go lahachmin. Let's say somebody says, they rare like ketruma, the food should be to me like truma. Im ketrumas halichcha, if you meant to say like trumas halichcha nodar, that's also. Because that has loch of shkolim that you buy kabbarnas with, it has kedushas of korban on it. But the im shogurn, it just meant to say it should be like trumas of the of your fruits, vegetables, then loch is muta. That's muta. So that's called dover also, it's not called dover another. The im stam, we don't know what you meant to say. Then also, in the stam, you have to be machmir. Divir Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. We have Yudah Muda says, stam truma b'Yehuda asura. Stam Trum and Yehud is also because they are mean Trumas Alishcha. And the Golu Muteris and Golitz Mut, because they always meant to say Truma of the Trum of the Paris. Shenanshia Golu Makirna Trumas Alishcha, because the Anshia Golu, they do not know about the Trumas Alishcha. Therefore, for sure, they meant to say Truma of the Gurin. Stam Charom and Yehud Muterim, Stam Cherim and Yehud is also Muta, over Gola Surim. Shenanshia Golu Makirna Scharmakanim, because in Golol, they do not know Charmikahanim. So by them, if they said Stam Cherim, they meant to say Cherim of Bedek Habayis, Dovra Nodah, therefore the Neder is Chal, it's awesome.
Mishneh Hey. Let's say somebody says Nodah B'Cherim. He makes a Neder and he says, this thing should be also to me, like Cherim. According to Mishnah before, sometimes that's a good Neder. But V'yomah, the person himself explains himself and says, that Le'nodarti El B'Charmi Shoyom. What I meant to say was just to say, like Charmir Shayam, which means the nets that they use to catch fish within the yam. So he tells us he did not mean this and neder, so he's neman and the neder is not chal. Let's say, b'korban, somebody says, this food should be yasa to me, like a korban. The yaman, he says, l'nadarti ala b'korbanish t'malachim. I just meant to say, this should be to me, like a present that's given to a king, which is not a dovra neder, and therefore the neder is not chal. The same thing, let's say somebody says, Hare Atzmi Korban, meaning to say like he himself should be a korban to somebody else. Partially means he's making himself also to his friend. V'yomer, and he says, Lo nodart yela bi'etzem, I only meant to say atzmi does not really mean myself, that myself should become a korban, but I meant to say a bone. Etzem, she'nachted li lios noydeboy, I have a bone in my house, that I like to say this type of a lashon, that people think that I mean to make myself osa to you, but really doesn't mean it. So he's nemon, and the neder is not chal. What's going to be if somebody says, koinim ishti nenesli, he's making a neder that his wife cannot have any enjoyment from him, like he's osa to his wife. And then V'yomri says, lo nodarti el ishti harishoyne shegirashti, I only meant to say that my first wife that I gave a get to, that's the one that should be osa, can't have any enjoyment from me. But not my second wife that I have now. So the Mishnah says, "Akulu moldis type of nedarim ain the shalom lehem." Really, you don't need a shayla. Like the neder is not chal, you don't have to go to chochem. He does not have to really be matter this neder. There's no purpose for it. The neder is not chal. What's going to be v'im nishalu? That's if the person does know this halach and he goes to the chochem and says, "Please be matter my neder that I made." So halacha in such a case is ain shenois and give him a punishment. O machmir naleim muyam machmir upon him. That what we should not matter this nether so easily, we should give him a hard time to be matter the nether. And also, Einshinoisa means in the case where he was over the nether, so before he came to be Shoyl, so we machmer on him, to give him punishment, he has to be noig that amount of time, his nether, that he was over on it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Bar Nechom say, though, Pesachim Lem Pesachim Mokam Acher. We just have to find the Pesach an opening to be matter this neder from another place. Like we say, as if to say the excuse you have now what this neder is not chal, the pirush you're telling us, we do not believe you, but rather give us a different type of a reason why you want to be matter it, and then we'll be matter the neder. That's called, alright, turn over to anyone on the other side. Yeah, so this is the pshat from Pesach and Pesach, we have to open up a Pesach, be mokamach from another place. O malam denoisim, but we teach him, not to make these nedarim, kadesh la yinugu kalis rosh nedarim. We should not be lightheaded with nedarim. We have to teach him not to be used to making nedarim. Therefore, we have to be machmer to make him talk about a pesach mimokem macher. You have to parak shlishi. Arbor nedarim. There are four different types of nedarim that hetir chachom. The chachom said the neder is not chal, that you do not have to have hataras chachom. One of them is called Nidrei Zeruzin. If you make a neder just to encourage something, to be mizarez yourself. Or else, for Nidrei Havoy, you make a neder that's just a guzma, exaggeration. For Nidrei Shkogish, you make a neder b'shoig, you didn't realize it, b'toyis. Or else, for Nidrei Einsin, made a neder by force, or somebody forced you to do it. So in these four cases, the neder is not chal. Now the Mishnah explains. Nidrei Zeruzin case. So what's the first type of a neder that you said it to encourage something, to mezarez yourself? You were selling something. The Omar and the Moicher, the one that's selling, said about this, that koinim sheni perchesuchon menasela. I'm making this a neder that I will not do something if I sell it to you for less than a seller. A seller is 4 dinuin. That means my price is 4 dinuin or nothing. The one that's buying says just the opposite. I'm making this a neder upon myself. I won't pay you more than a shekel, which is 2 dinarin. And the svaras really is that shneim rates in the shleisha dinarin. Both of them really would have been happy with 3, but one was saying 4, one was saying 2, and not of each one of them wanted the other one to give in to pay 3. So in such a case, we say the neder is not chal. Because what he meant to say is that I want you to pay at least 3. So he said the word 4, that's only to mezarez you to go up from 2 to 3. So therefore the neder is not chal. And the pshat is they didn't have in mind really to make the neder. It's only to mezarez, just encourage the other one to come up on his price. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says, somebody wants to make a neder towards his friend, that you want to make it, that he should come to eat by you. In other words, you're inviting your friend to come over, and he keeps on saying no, no, no. So you tell him it's like this, that you make a neder to say, you know, my property should become also to you if you're not going to eat by me. So this is also called the case of Nidre Zerizan. You did not really mean to make this a neder. You only meant to say it this way to encourage the person to come. So in such a case, a neder is not chal. How the Mishnah says another case. Oimer. It's like a new case. Let's say somebody says that he doesn't want his neder to be chal throughout the year. This is a little bit like we met Matan Adurim on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, on the beginning of the year in Rosh Hashanah, the person should say like this. He should say, Oimer should say, that kol neder shani osid lidur, any neder that I plan to make throughout the year, bottle should be bottle. I don't want the neder to be chal. So therefore, if he makes this tonight, so any neder he makes throughout the whole year, it's not really chal. Ubevad, but providing shei zocher b'shas neder, he has to remember throughout the year when he makes the neder that he made that first condition. And if he remembers now, so we say the neder is not chal. And the Ran says, that the people say called Nidre on Yom Kippur, they're mechaven for this, that any, if they do make a neder throughout the whole year, the neder should not be chal. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Nidre Havoi, what's called a neder that you made an exaggeration that the neder is not chal? Oma, somebody says like this, Koi name, this food should be yosa to me, im lo reisi, if I did not see, but derech hazeh, on this road, ki yotzei Mitzrayim, so many people, as many as there were, when Klaius went out of Mitzrayim, 600,000. So even though he did not see that many, still the neder is not chal, because he only meant to say as an exaggeration that there were a lot of people there. If he says, im loy re'isi nochosh, again, that this food should be also to me, if I did not see today a snake, kikaris beisabad, as big as the bean that they used to press the olives on the olive press. So again, even though the snake was not that big, it just meant to exaggerate, as if to say, he saw a very, very big snake today, therefore the neder is not chal. What's going to be now nidre shkogish? What type of the neder that's b'shoigeg? He did not mean to make the neder, but also the chum said the neder is mutter without a heter. If he says like this, imochalti v'im shosisi, he says that this food should be yosset to me if I ate or if I drank today. And later, Veniska remembers later after he made the neder that really Shoch of Ashosa did eat today, or he did drink today. But since at the time he made the neder, he did not realize it, so he did not really mean to make the neder, therefore the neder is not chal. Or else he says in neder that this food should be yoset to me, Shani Eicha v'Shani Shoyse, if I do eat or if I do drink today, then this food should become yoset to me with the neder. And what happened was, V'Shochach, he forgot that he made the neder today, and V'Yochel, and he ate and he drank. In such a case, the neder is not chal, because it was b'shoigeg. Therefore, that's the chiddush, nidre shkogis and not chal. Now, what's going to be if Omar, the person says, koinem ishti nenesli, he's making a neder that his wife is also to have anor from him, all his property is like also to his wife. Why? Shegon vers kisi, heard or he thought that his wife stole his money, stole his pocket, his wallet, or else v'shuvah, Shehikso esbini, she heard that his wife beat up, hit his son, so therefore he made his neder. But later, v'noide was known to him, shalohikatu, that his wife did not hit his son, or else v'noide was known to him, shalohiginaftu, that she did not steal the money. So in such a case, the neder is not chal, because if he would have known that his wife really did not steal, did not hit, he would have never made a neder. That's called b'shegin. What's going to be ro oison oichlem tenim? A man sees somebody eating from his figs, and he thought they're strangers that they're stealing, and therefore V'yomer he said, Harei Aleichem Korban, means all my property, my food should be an osa to you, should be nis and neder to you. Now, the Nimtza came out that part of those people were Oviv V'Ochiv. It wasn't just strangers, it was his father or his brothers that was eating the Tanim, and of course upon them, he never meant to make a neder, he doesn't mind if they eat. But for all you be more macher, there are other people with them also. So Beishami, Amir Beishami says, Hey Mutarim, the Krovim, his father or his brother, on them we say he never meant to make a nether. If he would have known it was his Krovim, he would have never made a nether. Therefore, that's like a Shoigeng, the nether is Muta. Umar Shimoim, but the other people, he meant to make an Issa for them, and Asurim, they remain also, the food to them is like a Korvin. Well, Beisilim, Beisilim says, No, Eilu V'Eilu Mutarim, the neder is mutter for both of them. Because the klal is kiva and shehuta mix as a neder, automatically the whole neder becomes huta. So therefore it's mutter for the other people also to eat. The neder is not chal at all. Mishneh Gimel. Nidrei Einsin. What's the last case of a neder that you like forced upon an einis happened upon you that also the chum said the neder is not chal? Is hediru chaver shiach letzli. Yechav made like a neder that if you don't come to eat by him, then he's going to make his nechosim asar on you. In other words, your friend wants you that you should go eat by him. And if you're not going to come, all this property becomes asar to you. Now, b'cholu, you became sick. Like, really, you would like to go eat by him, but you became sick. You're an honest now that you cannot go. Or else, oishacholu b'noi, or else your son became sick, that you have to stay home and take care of him. Oishikva no, or else the river overflowed, and it wasn't possible to make it to the Suda. And all these cases are rielu nibrains, and these are called nidorim, that the ned was not chal, because really you would have wanted to come. Just an honest, you by force, you were not able to come. Therefore, the neder was never made on such an item. Yemishne Dalid. Noidrim lohorogim. If people come to kill you, if you don't give them something, and they want to take away some pear or some fruit, let's say, so you're allowed to make a neder, like you're telling them, listen, this fruit you want to take away is truma, you're not going to be able to eat it anyway. But they don't believe you. So you say, I'll make a neder that all the fruits in the world should be also to me, if this pear of these fruits that you want to take is not truma. And really, it's not truma. But you're only making this neder in order to stop these people from taking it, so that's mutter. Rels lecharonim, somebody stam gazlonim come to take it away from you. They don't come to kill you, but they'll beat you up if you don't give it to them. So also, you're allowed to make a neder that these pears are truma, and to believe him, you're allowed to make you be believed, you're allowed to say, I'll make a neder all the pears in the world should be us or me. Vela muchsim, those people that come to take to collect taxes. It's not the cost of the government. They're making their own taxes, like gazlonim. So therefore, also you're allowed to make a neder, she truma. You're allowed to say all the parents in the world should be yosef to me. If these parents are really not truma, alpha p shena truma. Even though really it's not truma, really it's your own private food. But you're allowed to tell this to them that they should not go and take it away from you. Ariel shein shel beis hamelech. You're allowed to tell to the muchsim that people come and take taxes. You should know these tefuah belong to the king. And therefore, that will scare them. They will not come and take it away from the king. Even though really the parents do not belong to the king. Now, Beishamai says, Ba'kol noidrim, chutz mevishvua. You're allowed to make any type of neder you want to prove that you're telling the truth, but not a shvua. You cannot say lashon of a shvua. That's awesome. Well, Beisilah Mesil says, no, af b'shvua. You're even allowed to make a lashon of a shvua and say, like, I swear I won't eat any. I swear I won't eat any paris. If this is not really true, even a shrew is mutter. Beishamai says, Beishamai Imrim, that lo yiftach loy b'ned, you should not start first to make the neder. In other words, first tell them that this is truma, and see, maybe they'll believe you. If they don't believe you, then you're allowed to make the neder, but don't start off making the neder. Ubeisilah Mesilah says, no, af yiftach loy, you're allowed to start off saying, listen, I'll even make a neder to say I'm telling the truth. Could be if you say it right away, they'll believe you more. Beisilah Beishamai says, Bamashu Madiroi. Only what they tell you exactly to make the neder on, that's what you should make it on, but not more. Or Beisilah Mesilah says, Af Mashainim, even something they don't tell you, still you're allowed to make the neder anything you want. But the Mishnah explains, now, Ketzer, what's the case talking about? Omrula, let's say these Gazlonim, the Harogim, they say, Emma, listen, we'll only believe you that these parents are really true if you say that Kainim Ishti Nenesli. You make a ned, you can't have an off from your wife. So if they tell you to make such a ned, there'll be Omer, and you say, Kainim Ishti Yavon and Enemli, that I'm making an Issa ned there, not only my wife, but even my children also cannot have any an off from me, cannot enjoy me at all. So Beisamai and Beshamai says that Ishti Muteris, you had a right to make the ned upon your wife, because that's what they asked you to make it on. But Obonai Asurim, but your children are also to have an off from you. Since they didn't ask you to make that neder, when you make it, that neder becomes also. Well, Beisilah Mesilah says no. Eilu v'yelu mutarim, both remain mutter. That since you're only making this neder to Ma'amas Yudvorim, both are mutter. Both cases, the neder is not chal.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Hare Netios Eilu Korban. If somebody says these young trees should be a korban, means should be like Hegdish. She wants to be makdishit. So lo im einam niktsosas, if it does not get cut down together. But the more explains the meaning, there was a big hurricane there, and he was afraid it's going to knock down his trees. It's like he was davening to Hashem that if the hurricane doesn't affect him, he'll be makdish his netiyah, so he'll be makdish his trees.
or else a talis zukorban. He has a talis that there was a fire nearby, and he was afraid the fire would burn it. So he made like a korban, talis zukorban. My talis should be a korban and made on this reference, if it does not get burnt down, doesn't get burnt. And knows he meant to say like this should be a kapora, so it should not happen. So the Mishnah says yeshlam pidyon. The halacha reads that if they are saved and do not get cut down, does not get burnt, it is chal kedusha on the Elon or else on the talis, and therefore he has to be paid with money, and with the money he has to go buy a korban. The Gemara said the chiddush is, I would have thought to say did not mean really to be makdishit. He only thought that really would be burnt down anyway, so it was not pibli b'shavin k'mashmalon. Yes, that we say really means it, and the neder the hegdish is chal. What's going to be if he says harenetia seilu korban? These trees should become a korban. Shall kedusha on it. Achi kotisu, until they cut down, or else talizu korban. This talis should be a korban. Achi tisarf, until it's burnt. So then Allah rezain lampidyon that the kedusha is chal, and even if you want to be paid with, like to take money and say the kedusha should go off it and go on to the money, still the kedusha comes back again on the talis or on the tree, because you made a lashon. You said that the kedusha should be on it until it's burnt or until it's cut down. So kol zman it's not cut down the tree, the kedusha is chal over and over again. So every time you pray through it, like new kedusha is chal, and therefore ein lampidyon, you can never take off the kedusha until it's burnt the talis, until it's cut down the tree.
Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Hanoide miyordi hayom. If somebody makes a nisan neder, he's not going to have any enjoyment from people like fishermen that go down to the ocean. Is muta b'yeshva hayabosh. He's allowed to have a neder from people that live on the dry land, as long as they don't, it's not a derech for them to go over the seas. Miyeshri Yaboshva makes an issa neder not to have enough from people that live on the dry land. Is also b'yerdi hayom, is not allowed to have enjoyment from the people. He can't have enough from people that go down to the ocean. Why? Because sheyerdi hayom, people that go down to the ocean, it's go sailing over the ocean, b'chlal yeshri hayaboshva, they don't only live on the ocean. Of course, at times, they live on the dry land also. So they are nichlal, they're in the klal of Yoshua Hayabosha, therefore he's also with both. Loika elu shokhe mi'akul liyoifu, elo b'mi shedarka leforish. It's not only the people that take short trips, like go from Akul to Yafo, which is very short, are they still considered Yoshua Hayabosha? But even the people that go on long trips over the ocean, still they're considered Yoshua Hayabosha. Because, like we say, when they finish their trip, they still go on to the Yabosha. So if you made an Issa Neder not to have enough of people that are Yeshua Yabosha, you also with everybody, even people that travel on the ocean. Mishnah Zayin. Hanoide Miroya Hachama. You make an Issa Neder to say you can't have enough from people that could see the sun. Talacher is also Afbisumin. You even also to have enough from people that are blind. What he meant to say is, he should be also told people that the sun sees them. Not only that they could see, but the pshat is that the people that the sun could see. And he only meant to exclude fish, that fish are in the ocean, in the water, they do not see, the sun do not see them. Mishneches, hanoide mishchori harosh. If you make a neder, you can't have enough from somebody that has black hair. Ishkari Yerosh means he has full hair. Is also Bekerchen. Is even also to have another somebody that's bald on the head also. Or a Bale Saivas, or else with an older person also, even though his hair turned white already. Or Mutta, but who is he Mutta to? Banoshim is not to have another from ladies, or Mektanim from small people, even if their hairs are black. Why? Because Shein Nikroyim Shkari Yerosh El Anoshim. Who has the title of Shchari Harosh, means full black hair, men. So if any type of a man is also, he's also to have an offram, even if the guy is bald or old and has white hair. But ladies, or ketanim, they're not bechlal Shchari Harosh, for them he is mutter to have an offram. Mishnah Tes, ha-noidim min ha-yoloidim mutter. If you make an isener, they're not to have an offram from children that were born already. Talacher is mutter bin elodim. You're allowed to have a nor from children that will be born after your nether. Because you only meant to say people that were born already. What's going to be if somebody says, min han elodim? I'm making an issa not to have a nor from people that will be born. So then, also be elodim is also to have a nor from people that were born already.
Because Loshen of Melodim is Kerla both, that will be born and people that are born already. Rabbi Meir Mater Af Bieloidim.
Means in this last case, when you make an Issa Neder,
not to have enough of the people that will be born, see, so you mutter with the people that were born. Because you only need to say people that will be born, Mikan Labor, but not people that were born already. The Chachom on the Chom say, he only had intentions,
meaning for Bnei Yodim,
for people that give birth. So that's the Chomashit, when he asked it on people that will be born late in the future, Avad, he meant to say people that were born already. He meant to say people that do give birth,
Elafuke,
fish, or bird, that they matul beitzim, they're not called Melodim. Mishnah Yud. Ha-noidem ishoyseh Shabbos. Somebody makes nisa neder not to have enough from people that are shomer Shabbos. So also the Yisroeli can't have enough from any Jew. The Yosef ba-kusim, even from kusim. Kusim are people that we hold are called Geri Emes. They were called Jews, but they're not medaktik in mitzvahs. They don't do a lot of mitzvahs. Like we'll see, they don't go oil and regal. But they're still called a Jew. Therefore, they have a tzivu, them a chliv, to be shomer Shabbos. So it's also to have enough from them. What's going to be if somebody says it makes a neder me'ochle shum from people that eat garlic? And we know that there's the Konas Ezri is supposed to eat garlic Friday night, so a Jew is supposed to eat garlic. So Lacha is also be Yisrael v'yasa b'kusim. You're not allowed to have enough from a Jew and even from a Kusi also not, because he's also the chlal, this Indian of eating shum, eating garlic. But what's going to be if somebody says, I can't have enough me early Yerushalayim, the people that go up to Yerushalayim, then also be Yisrael, you also have enough from a Jew, but a muta b'kusim, you're not allowed to have enough from a Kusi. Because the Kusi, there are people that they hate Yerushalayim, they don't go to Yerushalayim, they go to Har Gerizim, therefore by them it's not Nichlal in the Neder, Yilat Avanoah from them.
You're up to Mishnah Yir Aleph. Koi Neim She'eni Nenel of Bnei Noach. You make an Issa Neder that you're not allowed to have Hanoah from Bnei Noach. So who is including the children of Noach? So the Mishnah says, Mutta be Yisroel, allowed to have Hanoah from Yisroel. Because Bnei Noach means like Goyim, and not a Jew, even though Yisrael is also Bnei Noach, but once we have Avram Avinu, we're called Bnei Avram Yisrael Yaakov, we're not called Bnei Noach. The Yosef Bum Yisraelim, but he's also to have a no from any Goy, from any other nation. Well, if somebody says, She'eni Nenel Zer Avram, I'm not going to have a no from the children of Avram Avinu. So Halacha is also Yisrael, is also to have a no from a Jew, even if the person is a Ger, but since he's a Jew right now, he's considered a Zera Avram. He's allowed to have a no from du mesaylam from the goyim. Somebody says she'eni nenel Yisrael, that he's not going to have any enjoyment from a Jew nenel Yisrael. The locher is lo keiach biyoser omeich v'poches. When he goes and buys things now, he's allowed to buy it off a Jew, but he has to pay more money. He can't get a bargain, because if he gets a bargain, he's called having hanoah. And when he sells it to them, he has to sell it to them with less price in order not to gain and not to have an or from the Yisrael. Because the actual sale, that's called Shavah B'Shavah. There's no Hanor. You're exchanging the food for the money. Let's say it makes Nisaneda She Yisrael Nenenli. Makes Nisaneda that no Jew is allowed to have enjoyment from him. Then it's the opposite. Lekeich Pepochus. He has to buy the objects at a very cheap price to make sure he doesn't pay them over. Then he's giving them Hanor, Umoicha B'Yoser.
When he sells things, he has to sell it at a high price to make sure the buyer is not gaining, not having Hanor from him.
Im Shoimim Loi, if they'll listen to him, to make such a business deal. Now, what's going to be if somebody says, She'eni Nenu Lehem V'Hein Li, I'm not going to give any enjoyment to Yisrael, and I can't have any enjoyment from them. So then the locher is Yehana Lanochim is only allowed to have enjoyment or give enjoyment to a guy, but not to or not from a Jew. Koinim, he makes Nisan Nede, Sheni Nenel Larelim. I will not have any Hano from an Oral. So the question is, Oral means without a Bris Milo, what does that mean? That means Mutu Biyali Yisrael is allowed to have Hano enjoyment from a Jew, even if he has an Oral, even if he doesn't have a Bris Milo. But the Osa Bamula Yumas is also to have Hano from a guy, even if he has a bris milah. Because the pshat is, when he says arelim, that's called the goy, is called a goy, is called an oral. Even if he has a milah done to him, as long as it's not done l'shem geris, he's not a Jew, he's still called a goy, he's still called an oral. Mashenken, a Jew, even if he doesn't have a bris milah, he's not considered a shame an oral.
What's going to be if the person says, Koinim, I'm making an Issa Neder, Sheini Nene Lamulim, that he cannot have any Hanoah from a person that has a Bris Milah, Lamulim, Sen Alocher is also be Orla Yisrael, he's also to have any enjoyment from a Jew, even if the Jew doesn't have a Bris Milah, because again, since he's called a Jew, he has a loch of a lamulim. But a muta b'mula yumas, but he's allowed to have a noah from goyim, even if they have a bris milah, because that's not ksidid lamulim. Again, only a Jew has a shame lamulim, and not a goy. And that the Mishnah says, shein orlo krui elu l'shem ha-goyim, that when a person says a loshen of orlo, what he meant to say is a goy, he meant to call the goy an oral. Shinema the Potter says in Yemiyo, ki chol ha-goyim arelim, the whole base Yisrael Arle Lev, that all the Goyim, they're considered Arele Menorim. And the Yomer, another Rai, another Posek, it says in Shmuel, for Hoyo ha Plishti Oral Hazer, that the Plishti, he was called an Oral, the Goy, he's called an Oral. The Yomer, another Posek in Shmuel, Pen Tismachno Benois Plishtim, maybe the Plishtim will be happy, Pen Taloizno Benois Arleilim, maybe the daughters of Arelim will also be happy. Mean to say the goyim, they are called arelim. Rebbe Loza ben Azai Yomer, Loza ben Azai says, Mu'usa ha'orlo, that orlo is very disgusting, it's mius, shenizgana b'horoshoyim, that the post degrades goyim with the name of an oral, or the roshoyim, shenizgana b'horoshoyim. Shneman the post says, ki chol ha'goyim arelim, all the goyim is all the roshoyim here, they're considered like an arelim. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishmael says, G'doy la mila, the mitzvah's mila is so great. Shenich resu aleh, shloish esre brisos. 13 times the Torah says about a krisos bris by the parsha of mila. That's how great mila is. Rabbi Yossi says, G'doy la mila, you know how great mila is? Shedoiches a Shabbos hachamura. That we know you're allowed to make a bris mila even on Shabbos, even though you're being over Nisa at Torah. It's a Nisa to make a chabura on Shabbos. But mitzvah's doicha, why? Because the mitzvah's mila is so great, it's even doicha Shabbos, that usually so chum is so strict, you're not allowed to be doicha Shabbos usually. We have Yeshua Mekocha says, G'doy lo mila, mila is great. Shalei nis lo loy, lemoishra tzadik olo, meloisho. That Moshe was not protected, lo nitli, was not like, all his chusim, all Moshe's benes chusim did not protect him, from the fact when he did not make the bris milah on his son, not even for a second. Like the Pasuk says, Vayifkisheyu Hashem, Vayibakishem Isai. It says that Hashem wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because he did not make the bris milah right away. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu had such great tzchusim, to see how great this inyan is to make a bris milah. Rabbi Nechemya says, G'doy la mila mila is very great. Sheduch es anegoyim. That's doicha, the Isra of Negoyim. You know, usually if you have a neger on your body, there's a lav not to cut it off. Let's say a person has a neger on the mokum of Mila on the Orlo, he's allowed to cut off the neger since he's doing the mitzvah's Mila. That Mila is greater, can be doicha Negoyim. Rebbe says, G'doyla Mila, Mila is great. Shekol ha-mitzvahs she'os Avram Avinu. All the mitzvahs that Avram Avinu did, still, Lenikru Shalom, who's not called an Adam HaShalom, a complete person. Ad Shemol, until he made a bris milah. Shenem the Pasuk says, His halech lefonai veye samim. Walk in front of me means do the bris milah, do the mitzvah milah, and then veve samim, then you be called complete shalom. Tavarach, another pshat, another rayer is that gedol lemilah milah is so great. Shelmoli he, if not for the mitzvah milah, leborah kodesh baruch hasalom, kodesh baruch wouldn't have created this world. Shenem the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem. This is what Hashem says. If they not create something that you do day and night, then I would have not put together this world of Shemayim and Doris. So here we're with Dasha now, this goes on the Bris Milah, that's Kayim and the goof of the person, Yom Valayla. Even though we know the actual Mitzvah's Milah is only Kosher B'yoyim and not Valayla, but once you do the Bris Milah, then the first one say the Tefach Reden brings down that it's a mitzvah midiraisa to remember the bris milah the rest of your life, day and night. To remember the fact that you made a krisas bris with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you're Zeh Avram, that you're Meshubah now to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this inyan of the zikaron of the bris milah, that's noyig yoyim v'layla. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu created this world. That's how great milah is, that because of Mila Hashem created the world. Other Gemaras, other Jerushas of this Pasuk, we darshan on Limud HaTorah. That Amloi Barisi Yom HaBalayla means Limud HaTorah, this Nagei of a Gisa of a Yom HaBalayla, Chukas Shema and Rosh Samta, Kosh Boch, would have not created this world. It could be there's no stira like, it's both of them. Like the Mila really is a Hechsher upon the person to make the person roll, fit, to be Mekabel to receive the Torah. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Nisim HaTorah, Hashem gives the Torah and He wants to give the Torah. Because we have to be fit to receive the Torah. So what makes a person, the Aleph Beis, to make you fit to receive the Torah? That's only through Bris Mila. Without the Bris Mila, you're not fit to receive the Torah. So therefore, Bris Mila has to do with Limud HaTorah. Therefore, it's good both of these mitzvahs with Darshan is Pasik of Imloi Barisi Yom HaVolayla then Chukas Shomayim Loi Somti. All right, we'll stop here at the first three prokem. We'll continue on the next tape on Perek Adalet.